testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 32.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered today by Representative John.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing on those here today and on those who will be journeying back throughout the week to join us. And as our work and discussions continue during this session, we ask that the love of your Son be with all the members of this chamber and his peace surround them, that we all seek to open our hearts and our minds and to set aside differences and be redirected to serving the best interests of the citizens of this great state to the ultimate of our individual and collective abilities. These things we ask in thy name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March the 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for March 16th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions and memorials or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk be read.
The State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, dear Mr. White and Ms. Holland, this is written to comply with Section 1 and Section 2 of Executive Order Number 107, signed by Governor Hunt, February 20th, 1997. I hereby designate Emily Emma Hennen of the Governor's Office as an official to whom delivery of bills can be made under the provision of Section 2, in addition to previously designated employees Alicia Davis, Claudia Shoemaker, and Jessica Weinbrenner. With kind regards, I am very truly yours, Roy Cooper.
Noted and placed in the file in the clerk's office. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The following clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, filed, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 175, a joint resolution confirming the governor's appointment of Edwin G. Wilson, Jr. as a special Superior Court judge.
Chartered bills will be noted. Clerk will read introductions of bills upon adjournment. We would like to extend the courtesy of the floor to Senator, U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, who's over here on my right. Notices and announcements. As previously announced by the Speaker, no votes are tomorrow. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 21st at 10:45 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Mr. Penny moves and seconded by Representative John that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, March 21st at 10:45 a.m. under the standard stipulations and rules set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 234, Conform Privilege Exemptions, that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 2, referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House remains. Further, House Bill 2, 2002 Budget Technical Corrections. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations and placed on the calendar of Wednesday, 3:22. Introduction to bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Cleveland, Tidwell, Ward, and Crutchfield, House Bill 388, Increased Threshold Cash Campaign Contribution.
Referred to Elections, Law, and Campaign Finance Reform of Favorable Rules.
NC General Assembly, Safe Workplace Policy.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Charles Smith, Francis Jackson, Lucas and Wheatley, House Bill 390, Fayetteville State University, carry forward certain funds.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Ross, Hollister, Bell, and Crutchfield, House Bill 391, Civic Youth Group Access.
Referred to Education K through 12 of Favorable Rules.
Representative Rydell, Warren, Belk, and Brody, House Bill 392, Reflexologist Right to Work Act.
Referred to Regulatory Reform of Favorable Rules.
Representative Rydell, Moss, Ward, and Hollister, House Bill 393, Appliance Lemon Law.
Referred to Commerce of Favorable Rules.
Representative Cleveland, House Bill 394, Authorized Federal Not Heirs.
Referred to Judiciary 1 of Favorable Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Majeed, Setzer, Coughlin, and Belk, House Bill 395, Counties, Semiannual Assessment.
Referred to Local Government of Favorable Finance of Favorable Rules.
Representative Setzer, Moss, Sane, and Howard, House Bill 396, Repeal Participation in Electronic Registration Information Center.
Referred to Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform of Favorable Rules.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 397, Town of Lake Lure, Property Lease.
Referred to Local Government of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Logan, Autry, Gloristine Brown, and Pierce, House Bill 398, Child Care Act.
Referred to Rules.
Representative Alexander, Majeed, Belt, House Bill 399, North Carolina Judicial Privacy Act.
Referred to Judiciary 1 of Favorable State Personnel of Favorable Rules.
Representative Mills, McNeely, Elmore, and Setzer, House Bill 400, Create New Public Defender District 22A.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Brisson, Lambeth, and ARP, House Bill 401, Dolly Parton, Imagination Library Funds.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Stevens, Humphrey, and Gillespie, House Bill 402, Motor Vehicle Insurance Reform.
Referred to Judiciary 2 of Favorable Insurance of Favorable Rules.
Representative Bradford, Satcher, Ross, and Crutchfield, House Bill 403, Prosper Funds.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Clemens, Hollister, Faircloth, and Quick, House Bill 404, Guilford Technical Community College Federation Advanced Manufacturing Education Partnership Funds.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Clemens, Hollister, Faircloth, and Brockman, House Bill 405, Ready for School, Ready for Life Funds.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Clemens, Faircloth, Hollister, and Quick, House Bill 406, Guilford County School Funding Requests.
Referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Blackwell, Wheatley, Bell, and Cotham, House Bill 407, NC Semi-Quincentral Legislative Commission.
Referred to State Government of Favorable Rules.
Representative Bradford, House Bill 408, Charlotte Football Club Special Registration Plate.
Referred to Transportation of Favorable Finance of Favorable Rules.
Representative Wendell, Austin, Tyson, and Gloristine Brown, House Bill 409, Regulation of Accessory Dwelling Units.
Referred to Local Government and Land Use Planning and Development of Favorable Rules.
Representative Howard and Bell, House Bill 410, Credit Union Update.
Referred to Banking of Favorable Finance of Favorable Rules.
Representative Destin Hall, House Bill 411, General Assembly Appointments.
Referred to Rules.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 412, Modified Property Transfer to Pender County.
Referred to Local Government of Favorable Rules.